是水滚。It's time for a story.
A big warm welcome to all my little friends and all the families. 听 Sandy 说故事啊，学英文。It's time for a story. Let's have some fun.
Hi kids, this is Sandy. 我是彩玉老师。台湾是我们的家，这里有很多很美的人，很美的景点，还有很多你所不知道的故事哦。今天我要跟你介绍海洋里的青海苔。在许多台湾渔民的生活中，青海苔是一片绿意盎然的绿金，所以今天的故事就叫做 Green Gold in the Ocean， 海洋里的绿金。青海苔生长在潮间带的岩石上面，采集青海苔的活动就叫做六海菜。六海菜的动作就像是挥舞着手里的剑，用非常轻巧的手法将青海苔割断，留下根部，留在钢片上的海菜再用另一只手抓起。青海苔可以做什么呢？采收之后可以煮汤，晒干可以磨成海苔粉，跟酱油一起熬煮可以制成海苔酱，配稀饭或当成沾酱都很好吃哦。青海苔有一种独特的香气，是来自大海的礼物。不过台湾很多沿海的地区因为污染或是人为的破坏，已经没有青海苔可以采了。现在台湾的青海苔大多来自澎湖哦，所以今天就让我们来听听六海菜还有制作青海苔海苔酱的双语故事。因为这个故事比较有一点难度，今天我会用一句英文一句中文互相对照的方式来讲故事，所以我为小朋友做了一份单字表帮助学习。需要单字表的小朋友可以前往本集节目的详细资讯栏查询下载哦。 Now please get your little ears ready and let's listen to the storyGreen Gold in the Ocean, 海洋里的绿金 Written by me. Nori and his familylived in Penghu, a group of islands off the west coast of Taiwan. Nori 和家人住在澎湖，那是位在台湾西边的群岛。Every year around February and March, Nori helped his mother collect green seaweeds, which they called green gold.
每年到了二月和三月， Nori 都要帮妈妈到海里采青海苔，大家都称青海苔为绿金。
It was a tough job, but they made money by selling the green seaweeds.
虽然去海边遛海菜很辛苦，但是采集完青海苔就可以拿去卖，可以帮家里赚钱。
The alarm clock rang at 4 o'clock in the morning.
闹钟一大早四点就响了。
Wake up, Nori. We need to get ready.
妈妈要 Nori 赶紧起床，准备出门工作。
Nori 啊，赶紧起床哦，咱准备要出门啊。
It was winter time.And the cold February wind howled outside.
现在是冬季，寒冷的二月，外面的东北季风呼呼呼地吹。
Nori and his mom put on their wading pants, thick jackets, and gloves.
Nori 和妈妈穿上青蛙装、防水裤、厚厚的外套。还戴上了手套。
Mom put two curvy knives in a big basket that could float in the water.
妈妈准备了一个可以浮在水面上的篮子， 里面装了两只弯弯的刀片。
Nori, help me put everything at the back of our truck.
Nori 啊，你来倒三缸，把这些东西都放在车的后头。
Then, they headed to the coast to collect seaweeds. Then, they headed to the coast to collect seaweeds. Then, they headed to the When Nori and his mom arrived, the sun had just risen. Nori 和妈妈到达目的地的时候，天才刚要亮。
Brr, it's freezing.
Nori 觉得好冷哦。
哦，今天有够寒呢。
The waves washed upon the shore.Green seaweeds waved in the sea. 海浪拍打着岸边，青海苔随着海水摇来摆去。Nori and his mother walked into the shallow water. Nori 和妈妈走进浅浅的海水里。They took out their curvy knives and started cutting green seaweeds.他们拿出准备好弯弯的钢刀，把软软薄薄的青海苔抓起来割断。Soon, they had a full basket. 很快的，他们就采满一整篮的青海苔了。Mom said,
Nori 啊，咱把这些提回去家里，好好啊洗洗的。
When they got back home, all the younger kids in the family came to help wash seaweeds. 他们回到家之后，家里年纪比较小的孩子们通通都出来帮忙，大家一起把青海苔洗一洗。
This was the children's favorite part of the job. It was like a game of treasure hunting.
这是孩子们最喜欢的工作了。就好像在寻宝一样，因为青海苔长在礁石上，跟很多海洋生物共生在一起，所以要仔细清洗，把里面的小沙子、小石头还有小生物给挑出来。
Wash carefully. We only want to keep green seaweeds, said Nori.
大家要把洗好清洗哦。我们只需要保留青海苔哦。
Hey, see, I found a pretty shell. 你看，我找到一个小贝壳哦。
Oh, I only found tiny rocks. 哦，我的都只有小石头。
I found a crab and a shrimp. 我找到一只小螃蟹，还有小虾子呢。
After they were clean, everyone spread the green seaweeds on a big wire mesh to dry in the sun. 所有的青海苔都仔细清洗完毕，他们把青海苔铺在一张大大的网子上面，拿到阳光底下晒干。
A few days later,The sun-dried green seaweeds were made into yummy seaweed paste.
经过几天大太阳曝晒，晒干的青海苔已经准备好，可以制作成美味的海苔酱咯。
This was how Nori's mom made her seaweed paste.
Nori 的妈妈都是这样做海苔酱的。
Step 1. Cut the dried seaweed into small pieces with a blender.
把清洗好的青海苔打碎，变成一丝一丝的小碎片。
Step 2. Put the seaweed pieces into a pot, and then add soy sauce and sugar.
把打碎的青海苔放在锅子里，加一点酱油还有糖。
Step 3. Slowly boil the seaweed sauce and stir with a spatula.
慢慢地把海苔酱煮滚，还要不停地搅拌。
Step 4. Cook the seaweed sauce until it becomes a thick paste.
慢慢熬煮收汁，直到整锅海苔酱变得又浓又稠。
The seaweed paste is ready! 哎，海苔酱煮好咯。 Who wants some hot rice porridge? 什么人要来吃梅配海苔酱？
我要吃！
我要吃！
我要吃！我要吃！
All the kids ran to the kitchen table. The big family had rice porridge with yummy homemade seaweed paste.
孩子们都跑向餐桌，一大家子一起吃热粥，配上刚煮好的美味海苔酱。
The end.
Hi, this is Sandy. 小朋友们，现在你知道了，原来啊，台湾还有这样特别的食物还有工作呢。那在故事里，我们介绍的青海苔是 green seaweed， 又可以称作绿藻或是海菜，台语就叫做海菜。那刚刚故事里面提到的 Nori 跟妈妈去采集青海苔的活动，就叫做遛海菜。这是一个非常辛苦的潮间带活动，渔民他们必须在寒冷的冬季戴上手套，穿着防水裤，再带着一只像短剑一般的钢片，在潮水涨退的时间点下海。那早期的渔民并不是用钢片，而是用竹片。遛海菜或是采集青海苔，通常都要在清晨，而且是天刚亮的时间。这个时候，青海苔会因为海水而飘起来，可是又不至于因为水位太高而看不清楚青海苔在哪里，比较容易采收。如果错过这个时间点，就没有办法采集了，因为海水退潮之后，岩石上的海菜会因为阳光照射干掉白化，就会整个像灰一样散掉。所以啊，青海苔是个靠上帝赏赐加上辛苦劳力而得的珍贵产物哦。下次你如果有机会吃到这个珍贵的食材，一定要怀着感谢的心情去吃哦。那今天这集故事《海洋的绿金》（Green Gold in the Ocean） 这个灵感其实是来自我的好朋友。在日治时期的恒春半岛，有一户人家制作酱油，取店名为一方行。第二代店主接手后，就到日本挖掘灵感，将酱油和青海苔融合在一起。经过多年尝试调配口味，奠定了一方海苔酱独特的好味道。第三代秉持家传美味，绝不添加防腐剂及人工香料，坚持选用台湾纯净海域人工摘采纯青海苔作为原料，全程以手工制作出绝佳风味及传统亲切感的道地恒春名产一方海苔酱。所以大家如果有机会到恒春旅行的话，一定要到恒春老街上逛逛，找找这间一甲子的老店一方海苔酱，跟 Sandy 的好朋友说声 Hello 哦。
Well, that's all for today's story, kids. This is Sandy, 我是彩玉老师。And I hope to see you in the next episode. See you later, alligator!